Business Now with Giles Beckford. Giles.
Kia ora to you, Corin. Looking at the markets, first of all, Wall Street is higher. Data suggesting Federal Reserve rate rises may be starting to bite. Of course, the first Federal Reserve meeting decision is due tomorrow morning. Otherwise, company earnings reports are looking a touch on the soft side. The Dow Jones average is currently a third of a percent higher. The S&P 500, two-thirds of a percent higher. And the NASDAQ is up 1%. Our own top 50 index had a late session stumble. It closed down 66 points, half a percent, just under the 12,000 level. And the New Zealand dollar, 64.6 US cents, 91.7 Australian. Of course, investors waiting for the labour market report due out later this morning.
And your main bulletin?
Well, house prices are lower, of course, but property investors don't show any great appetite for bargain buying. Rising interest rates and inflation are starting to take a toll on household budgets. More people are falling behind in their payments. And third time lucky, perhaps, we'll try to look at why businesses are imposing paywave surcharges when the fees have been capped by legislation. And, of course, the latest from the financial markets at around 10 to 7.